DukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Welcome back to the third part of Celebrity Dick Number. So as we mentioned on the regular show, I was getting a sum of money to go down there, and any expenses get taken out of that sum. So the less I spend, the more I get to make off the job. Sorry, I had the computer muted. So before I left, I went, I should book a hotel.
So I looked online. What do you need that for?
And normally when I travel for work, I get to stay on someone else's dime in a decent hotel. Like a Hilton or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, maybe it's like $150 a night. And I just think, there's cheaper hotels than that out there.
Yeah.
So I go to like...
Well, this is what happened to me when I went to L.A. back in February.
Mm-hmm.
Got the $60
but
a day
hotel. Weren't you expensing it to somebody else?
Yeah, I'm dumb. I was trying to like be the nice guy or whatever the fuck.
Look, I'm cheap. I'm a whore.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll be nice. I won't like get the super expensive fucking Sheraton suite or whatever. Ended up in the ghetto drug and den. I don't know. It was scary. So
this when you're in California?
Yeah, L.A.
So,
La.
Yeah, I went to like Travelocity and looked up hotels or just Googled like hotels, Goose Creek or North Charleston or whatever it was.
Why don't you Airbnb?
Because I wasn't going to be there long enough to have to sign up for an app.
I'm going to a whorehouse.
Didn't have 30 seconds.
Yeah. So I see a bunch and there's like $70, $72, $75. And I go, $79 seems high enough, right?
I'm gonna up it by a Chick-fil-A meal.
Yeah, I didn't even look at like the name brand hotels. So I chose just a random one that was just based on some stupid, you know, irrelevant rating online.
La Quinta.
Called
Spanish for next to airport.
Wood Spring Suites.
Wood?
Hotel Wood?
So
you see where this is going.
I booked the hotel and I went, all right. And then with fees and everything, it was like $100. I'm like, God damn it. So that's when I decided
in fees.
Maybe I can leave tomorrow and only spend $100 for the hotel and not have to stay a second night.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Sunday night, as soon as I got there, my customer called me and said it was Sunday night, right? So Monday was my day. I was going to be there and try and get this job done. And he said, oh, by the way, this meeting with so-and-so is scheduled for Tuesday. And I go, fuck. So much for that plan of leaving and driving all night and getting home and not spending money for a hotel for a second night.
God damn.
And I get to this hotel, and I pull in, and I just look around in the parking lot. My car is by far the nicest car. Like, nothing comes close. There was a 1998 Ford Expedition that was slammed to the ground. It was bad. It was real bad. And I go, fuck, I don't even want to park in this parking lot. Like, I was worried about my car the whole time.
It's like kids running down the
hall. That's how I felt when I in L.A., I had the fucking Enterprise was like, we don't have any fucking cheap cars. So I had a BMW, and I pull into that fucking hotel, and there's a sign that's like literally said, like, this hotel is patrolled by security 24 hours a day. And there's a fucking security guard
yeah, at least
walking
you got
by,
security.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't have shit.
Yeah, that security guy probably sells drugs to everybody.
Yeah, I don't think he was securing shit.
So I go in, and I walk in, and there's no lobby. There's the hallway entrance and a little service window. Like,
in
the person in the little window area is like Mike from Better Call Saul. Like, in the little toll booth booth.
Yeah.
It was a toll booth. That was the lobby of this hotel.
Was there a gate in the middle of the hall like, you may go to your room now?
Yeah. It was an airlock, and you had to have a key to get into the hotel hallway.
They got like a body scanner from the TSA.
So they asked, well, what floor do you want your room on? And I go, what's available? And they go, all floors. And
which
go,
floor gets the least rape?
I go, okay, I guess the first floor. That's fine.
We got the orgy floor. We got the drug floor.
So they put me in room 101. And this hotel was brand new, just built. I opened the door to the room. Never have I opened a hotel room door. And one, there was no closet. Two, no carpet. Linoleum what? Floor in the what? Entire hotel room. What? Yeah, like you could hose this place out.
Perfect for
spraying up after dead hookers.
Yeah. And little did I realize that every single person in this hotel was a much louder than average human being and chose to have phone conversations in the hallway where there's no carpet to absorb sound in the hall or the rooms, and their phone conversations in some foreign language was penetrating into my room very clearly, so clearly that I could hear the other person on the phone.
You know, Beatrice has been sleeping with Mark.
Like, who the fuck goes into a hallway and talks on speakerphone in a public place in a hotel? And every time the door opened, slam, I heard it. And the person above me, I swear to God, just walked around stomping their fucking feet. I turned into my dad.
Like, shut up, mother!
Yeah, there was a herd of elephants upstairs.
Fucking Michael J. Fox upstairs.
But, yeah, so that was awful. And luckily I sleep well. I don't sleep well in the morning. I fall asleep easily and can sleep through anything until the morning. So I go to bed. I get up. And now I have to go on to a Navy base.
Oh.
I've never been on a Navy base before. And this is one where they do nuclear research. And it's a weapons facility and all kinds of shit. So it's like a lockdown more than a regular base. So
yeah, that's pretty serious security at places like that.
Yeah, so I...
Because on the bases that I was at when I was in the Army, you could get on as long as you had a pizza. If you gave the guards a pizza, and be like, here's a free pizza, and they're like, fuck you, go.
Well, so I had
Dunkin' Donuts guy or Krispy Kreme guy would just like hand the fucking, like an extra dozen out the window of his fucking delivery van. Mm-hmm. You just like, you grab it, and you wave them through.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, box truck.
You might have weed in there.
I had to fill out this base access form, like super long form with all kinds of information. I had to send my license and all kinds of other shit along and all kinds of details with my cards coming on base ahead of time.
Huh.
And just to be prepared, I printed this out and put it in a folder and brought it with me. So I pulled up to the base and I showed them this paper thinking,
access denied.
I'm good. And they said, yeah, what's this? And I go, it's my access form. They go, where's your
access
pass?
Access denied.
And I go, I don't know. What do I do? And he's like,
you have to go to the main gate.
This is the main gate.
Oh.
About 4 miles up the road, there's a pass office. You have to go to the pass office. I went to this place. It was like a military DMV. It was like a DMV with guns.
Yep.
Next.
So I went in there.
Been there, done that.
Waited there. Then I had to get fingerprinted.
Oh,
and photographed
and mushroom stamped.
And then I got a pass that allows me access at least until the end of next year. Or no, till March of next year.
Ooh, you can go back for a visit anytime.
Yeah. So now I pull up to the gate and
Andrew
I flash
can go to any military base. And
their curly fries are the best.
I think so. I think I can. But now I can get on base. So I get on base. I pull in.
First base, second base.
And there's thousands of people in this base. Like, it's huge. It's absolutely massive. I was in a small, small corner of it. And, I go to park. One thing I noticed, I'm like, oh, yeah, military people have cool cars. All kinds of cool cars. Like beautiful old cars, new stuff. Just interesting. Way more interesting than an average parking lot.
They don't spend their money on anything but cars.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I make 30 grand a year, so I'm going to buy a car a year.
Right. I'm going to spend it all on a car because I live for free. I eat for free. I everything for free. So anyway, I park and I walk to this building. When I get to this building, I have to type in my social security number on a little keypad, show my license, and then get assigned a chaperone. And I've seen movies where people, like reporters, visit military bases, and they get like a man who drives them around in a golf cart or a Jeep.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get that.
Like toys?
Yeah.
There's this constant cadence in the background, soldiers marching.
No, it wasn't Army, it was Navy.
Oh, yeah, they're faggots.
So I get this soldier guy assigned to me, and I go, oh, shit. I left this thing in my bag.
Soldier guy assigned to me.
So we had
soldier
to walk
boy.
Back across the parking lot, and this guy to come with me, and I get my backpack out of my car, and now we're walking back towards the base, and all of a sudden, kind of like a church bell, I hear like a bugle horn.
Oh, yeah, reveille.
I don't know what that word means. So I hear this horn go off.
I find a sound.
And I go, oh, it must be like 8 o'clock. And I went to look at my phone. Not allowed to have my phone. Phone's in the car. Can't look at my phone to see the time. Don't know what time it is. Must be 8 o'clock.
Time.
So I hear this horn go off, but it's followed by a second horn. And then I realize, oh, the national anthem's playing. And then I was going to ask, does this happen every day at 8 or every hour? Like, is there a different song for 9 o'clock? I was going to ask the soldier guy that. And I look over, and he's not next to me anymore. And I go, what? And I turn around, and he's standing there, like, saluting Mecca.
Yep.
And I go, oh, yeah, no, you don't have to do that. We're cool. We can keep going. Like, we can keep walking.
No, we can't.
He didn't say anything.
While Reveille plays, you have to face the flag on the base.
I realized he was facing a flag.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a cult.
And I did this for 6.5 goddamn years.
I was real confused at first. And I'm just
what if
like,
you're taking a shit? They're like,
yeah.
No. If you're indoors, you don't have to do it.
Oh. Well, next time I know to get indoors
outside,
before that happens.
Yeah,
it's so awkward.
What if you wear a Doors t-shirt?
Because I'm just standing there not saluting. Like,
yeah.
You're I'm just like, looking at him.
I'm this fucking civilian guy. What the fuck's going on?
I'm like, is it the whole national anthem? I don't even know what fucking song it was.
Reveille.
Seventh
inning
stretch.
It wasn't what you just played.
No?
No. It was like the national anthem or something.
Hmm.
Or I don't know.
Maybe the Navy is different.
So anyway, that ends. It wasn't that long. It was like less than 30 seconds probably, or about 30 seconds. And I'm like, all right, now can we continue? I don't think you like that too much. And then then we're walking, and I said, oh, I'm Andrew, by the way. What's your name? And he's like, huh? I'm like, what's your name? I'm Andrew. And he's like, Sergeant Corporal First Class Private Dewey. And I'm like,
that's not a real
name. He said so many words.
Dewey cheated him.
I didn't even pick out his actual name out of the words that he said. And I'm like, what?
What's your grandma call you?
And I'm like, no, your first name. And he's like, Sean. And I'm like, all right, nice to meet you, Sean. I don't do titles well, and I'm not going to remember any of those things you just said. But I'll remember Sean.
Andrew's like, I'm high as fuck.
I don't know what's happening. Well, I don't think they like not being called by their titles. That's the feeling I got.
Sergeant Sean over here.
And there were so many titles thrown around.
Yeah.
I don't know what a CO is, but I had to deal with him a
Commanding
lot.
Commanding officer.
Yeah, he was the big guy. There's a captain.
When you're in the military, like, first names become weird. Like, you're not used to hearing your first name because everything is by your last name.
Yeah, the first name thing was real confusing to him. So,
like, Sean, that's what people on the outside call me.
Yeah.
I think I remember that time in my life.
Starts having flashbacks.
Yeah.
Ferris wheels.
I don't know. Anyway, I go in, and these people, they're all nameless, faceless. It doesn't matter. I don't need to impress them. They're not important. They're not my customer.
Okay.
There's people in this building. And
they're fighting for your freedom, boy!
There's people named Chief, and I keep thinking of Indian Chief.
Hey, Americans understand that.
Not the same at all.
Okay.
The building looked like a prison / school.
Bullshit. It looks to me like the best part of you ran down to cracking your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
Then, after I finished my job on the first day, I got invited to a high-level
Did you deal
meeting.
With civilians at all?
No.
They were all military personnel?
Well, no. A couple of civilians, yeah.
Okay.
Who, like, are there permanently, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
NGOs.
Oh, is that what that means?
Non-government organization.
Oh, okay. Well, so, I go into this meeting, this high-level meeting, and I go into a room that looks like where Kevin Spacey held conferences when he was in the underground lair, when he was the president in House of Cards.
Oh, okay. The like, ready room.
Yeah.
Or it was like war room or something.
Yeah, it was this big conference table, and there were like 15 people at the conference table,
okay.
And the CEO was there. And then around the outside were a bunch of chairs, and I was sitting in one of those chairs on the outside.
Was there a polygram phone in the center?
It seemed so stereotypical. Like, I was on the verge of laughter the whole time. And it's like this super important meeting where they're covering a bunch of topics. I'm like, oh, now I know how to bomb Iran or something. but I was sitting there, and then I had to engage, and I had to, like, deliberate and argue my point. Yeah, it was like this.
The war room from, fuck.
Anyway, pulled up a photo. But that was crazy. And I was looking around, and I go, man, the military loves jewelry. Like, I'm looking at these people, and they have all these metal things all over their shirts.
Pieces of flair.
I don't know what any of it means. And then, like, they have the Cadillac badge on their chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, some dudes have a bigger Cadillac badge. It's more elaborate.
Those guys have Escalades.
I can't tell what's what here. Like, I can't tell who's higher than who. I wish, like, they wore just a sign that said, like, one.
Just take,
two.
Like, a laminated sheet with you.
Because all I know about this is Stratego. The rankings in Stratego is all I know about who is more important than others.
Doctor Strangelove is the movie I'm thinking of the entire time.
Yeah, it was like that, but less spaceshipy.
Yeah.
Is that a bingo board in the background?
So anyway, that was kind of fun.
No, that's Who to Nuke.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was kind of fun, and that meeting ended. And
yeah,
then
you're talking about medals, war medals.
Sure.
Yeah. Have you ever seen my uniforms?
Nope.
Huh.
Never.
I should show them to you.
So somehow. It got... It got a little more casual after the meeting officially ended, but it was still very confusing. Anyway, I became more comfortable on base, and I was fine walking around, and I understood the protocols. The problem was, like, I carried my bag in. My bag has lots of pockets.
Okay.
I had to open up every pocket in front of a military guy.
Yeah.
And he had to go, satisfactory, satisfactory, after he looked in each pocket.
Really?
And then every
I've
notebook,
never been into that kind
every
of
notebook or book I had,
really?
Like, I had all my books to read that I brought with me.
Yeah.
I had to open them up and flip through the pages.
Wow.
Yep.
That's weird.
And I got a printout of a...
The guy was actually a speed reader. He tricked you.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy there who was against my proposal.
Against your... Okay.
Yeah, because they had to deliberate it, and I had to argue my point, and this guy had to argue against it. But I got a hard copy of a report that he wrote up on it, except if anybody saw that I was taking it, I would have got it confiscated, and I would have been in trouble. So I had to sneak it out of the place. I did. I hid it in a secret pocket. My sneaking lighters through TSA, years of experience doing that, really paid off.
Put it in your pocket.
Satisfactory. Yeah. So, anyway, that was that. Left the base. I had to go out to dinner in downtown Charleston. I can't believe it, but Charleston's a very cool city.
I didn't
know South Carolina had anything cool.
Yeah, I've been to Charleston. It's very nice.
Yeah,
downtown.
It's really cool downtown. So that was neat. I had some barbecue. Then Tuesday, went back, had some more meetings, took off midday Tuesday, early afternoon, started driving back. I got into West Virginia, blasted up some more mountain roads. Then it started getting very late, and I was tired because I've been up since like 4 a.m. And I thought, shit, how am I going to stay awake? I got like 2.5 hours drive to get back to Pittsburgh.
Math.
So I couldn't get John Denver out of my head. So I played some John Denver.
Take me home, West Virginia.
That's how it goes. Then, as Brett sang earlier, I played some Waylon Jennings, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, this puts me in the mood, because I was flying up some back roads. And, then that got me on a kick. I played Eastbound and Down by Jerry Reed.
I can't look up all this music.
And then for That's two fast. Solid hours, I listened to nothing but Jerry Reed. And it was great. It was perfect. It was all about the South. It was fucking wonderful.
Jerry, take the wheel.
Jerry Reed. Jerry was my co-pilot. For the next 2 hours. So I made it home.
Good job.
Thanks, Jerry.
And that's the end of my trip. Oh. And I just was telling that story. I gave myself 18 minutes. I almost made it because that's when Brett was coming back. And Brett is now back. So we can release this as a standalone or whatever, edition, whatever it is. But thanks for that input.
18 minutes worth of what?
Is that a TED Talk? 18 minutes out there.
I don't know. But I'm going to stop, and I'm going to save, and I'm going to pee, because I didn't get a chance to pee when you guys were peeing.
Oh, never-ending bonus.
Boner. It's
level one.
Boner.